Well, long before Nationwide claimed it, set it even to a catchy tune, so that it now is probably more often sung than said. Long, long before Nationwide was ever on your side, God declared it through the pages of Scripture, and I believe would speak it as His word to us and for us today. He, listen now, He, the God of heaven and earth. Do you understand this morning? He, the all-powerful, the all-knowing, the ever-present One, He, the Lord, is on your side. Webster defines the phrase this way: to be on someone's side, it's to support, it's to help. Property damage, car wrecked, home lost, Nationwide can be on your side. There to support you, there to help you through the loss. More specifically, help you to recuperate what's been lost. With that, it's also this: it's to give an advantage in succeeding and or achieving something. Big project, but a lot of time in which to get it done. Time can be on your side. People can be as well. And for all that, anything, everything on our side, we would be glad for it, wouldn't we? Most thankful for it. I'm very grateful. I'm most appreciative when people are on my side. As a pastor who's unfortunately very much mistake prone, thank you for being still on my side. I mean that. That 28-year-old kid who on August 5th, 2001, preached his first sermon as pastor here. He never would have made it these 22 years. Not here, probably not in ministry, if not for you on his side. As one who excels in the gift of procrastination, I'm glad for when time is on my side. I wish time was more on my side. And though my experience would be limited, I'm certainly glad for those that hand me a check. Here's to cover, here's to pay for everything that was lost. Listen, you know it, I know it. It's good when you have someone on your side. Do you understand, though, the message this morning? You don't just have a someone. You have Him, the Creator God with whom nothing is impossible. He is on your side. The one who splits the Red Sea, makes the manna to fall from heaven and the water to come from the rock. The one whose arm is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. He is the someone who's on your side. The one who holds the universe in the palm of his hand. The one who determines the number of stars in the sky and calls them each by name. The one who tells the wind where to blow, the rain when to fall, and the wind when to be still. You have Him. He, the Lord, is on your side. In just a few minutes, we will gather at the Lord's table. We will remember the broken body of Jesus, His shed blood. We will remember how God demonstrated His great love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We were His enemies. We lived our lives in sin and rebellion against Him. We were far from Him. We were ignorant of Him. We knew nothing of Him. We cared nothing for Him. Do you understand, though, even then, real talk, just the truth this morning, when you deserved no one to be on your side, He was. so on your side, so loving you, sending his son to die for you while you were still sinning and a sinner. And here's the thing, that was true then and it's still true now. Listen, in our sin, in our failure, in our shame, in our regret, our lives now in him, knowing better, called to be and to live better, we still end up saying things we shouldn't say and doing things we shouldn't do. We're a new creation, right? But we often drift back into the old ways, right? We're to be holy. Instead, we all too often still sin. In that, we would let the devil tell us. We would, in fact, even at times tell ourselves, God is against us, doesn't want us, can't stand us. There's no place for us with him. We're not welcomed where he is. But that's not true. The reality this morning, you don't need me telling you that God doesn't want you sinning. You know he doesn't want you sinning. Some of you, even as you think of the thing, that sinful thing in your life, even now you know it. He doesn't want you doing that thing. It's sin. Of course he does it. You know that. Maybe this morning though, you do need me to tell you, you do need me to remind you, despite the mistake, despite the failure, despite the thing you knew not to do but still did, despite that sin, listen, God is still on your side. Like the father with the prodigal son, he loves you. He's for you. He doesn't want you wallowing around in the mud with the pigs, but he doesn't want you not coming to him because you have. Listen, that to simply say this, it doesn't matter who you are. If you're here this morning and you've known nothing of God nor cared anything for him, if you're here this morning and you have, you even call yourself his child, but your life of late, the things you've done, the things you've said just this last week, reflect more that old, that sinful, that wicked and wretched man that's supposed to be dead instead of that new life raised in and with Christ. Listen, it doesn't matter. Sinner living the life of sin, saint plagued still by the sin, it doesn't matter. The cross, Christ crucified, when we were at our worst, God demonstrating then his great love for us, it leaves without doubt, it leaves without question. If you're a sinner, if and when you've sinned, the Lord is still on your side. His desire unchanging to embrace you in his gracious, merciful, and cleansing love. To bring reconciliation. That's restoration of relationship. Listen, no matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, no matter the prodigal part you've played, no matter any of it, the Lord is on your side. And because he is, you can be reconciled with the Father. No matter the drifting, no matter the pigsty living, you can be restored again in relationship with him. The Lord is on your side. Because he is, listen now, the advantage is yours in living life free from the entanglement of sin. Jesus is on your side. You can do all things through him. You can say no to the temptation. You can say no to the sin. Yes, you can. You can overcome the addiction. You can walk out of the prison, break free from the chains of bondage. Yes, you can. The Lord is on your side. You can quit the gossip, the slander, the backbiting, that kind of talk. You can let go of the anger. You can dig up and once for all burn up that root of bitterness. You can end the hatred, the racism, the bigotry, the prejudice in your heart. Do you understand? This morning, the Lord is on your side. your side. You can live in victory over sin, over stress, over worry and fear and anxiousness. You can live in victory over discouragement and depression and even hopelessness. You can live in victory more than a conqueror in the trial and over the temptation. Yes, you can. The Lord is on your side with that, with Him. Of course you can. You can overcome the pessimistic spirit, the inclination toward negativity. You can stop the complaining. Yes, you can. In the end, in everything where your life falls short of what you know to be the life Jesus would have you to live, the life Jesus died for so that you can live. In everything where your life looks like the prodigal, in everything where your life consists of that that drives you away from home and distances you from the Father, listen to me this morning. Don't listen to the devil. Don't listen to you. Listen to me. Rather, listen to the Lord. Despite that, oh, He is for sure on your side. With that, be sure and hear this, though, as well. Listen, the Lord is on your side. For sure He is. So the help and the support, the advantage is yours in living the life He would have you to live. So hear me again this morning. The Lord is on your side. So live then that life that pleases Him, that honors Him, that glorifies Him. Live that victorious life. Live that set free life. Live that more than a conqueror life, that free from worry and full of peace that passes understanding, that overflowing joy unspeakable and full of glory life. Live that right and righteous life, that holy even as He is holy life. Live that life, that more and better life, that abundant life found only in Him as we live our lives in Him and like Him. You can do that. Yes, you can. The Lord is on your side after all. Hear the word of the Lord this morning. You can't miss it. You dare not miss it. My brother, my sister, you have to hear it this morning. Listen now. In the sickness, in your sickness now, oh, but the Lord is on your side. In your pain, in your problem, do you hear it? Will you receive it? The life-giving and life-bringing word of God for your pain, for your problem. Here it is. But the Lord is on your side. In the testing, in the difficulty, in the storm, the wind and the waves against you, sweeping over you even. Listen, in it all, through it all, you have to hear the word of the Lord this morning. The Lord is for you, not against you. The Lord is with you. He's not abandoned you. The Lord is on your side. Help then from the Lord is yours. Support then from the Lord is yours. Strength from the Lord is yours. Listen now, the advantage is yours to be healed of the sickness in Jesus' name, delivered from the pain. The advantage is yours to endure, to persevere through the testing, to stand in the storm, to walk on water over the waves and through the wind raging against you. Listen, the word of the Lord for you today, no matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, no matter what you're going through, hear it this morning, the thus saith the Lord word to you. The Lord is on your side. I could never know all that you're going through, but I believe it. I don't say it flippantly or casually. For whatever you're dealing with, you need a word from the Lord this morning. And so you've come to this place. I need to meet with the living God. I need to hear something from Jesus. I need him to speak something into my situation, into this difficulty, into this problem. And I'm telling you that the Lord would meet with you today and speak into your life and into your heart this. The Lord is on your side. You might not see it or feel it or understand it. The devil may be telling you it's not true, but the devil, he's the liar, remember. It is true. No matter the long list of failure, shame and regret, no matter the disappointment or the discouragement, no matter the sickness, the trouble or the pain, no matter the impossible problem, no matter the dark, the seemingly unending and even hopeless circumstances, no matter even everything seeming to fall apart, listen now, but the Lord is on your side. In the 124th Psalm, David reminds Israel and really all of us of this. If the Lord had not been on our side, if the Lord had not been on our side when men attacked us, when their anger flared against us, they would have swallowed us alive. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. This is David's confession of Israel's frailty, and yet at the same time, his confession of God's strength and God's faithfulness. If the Lord, the Almighty God, the wonder-working and miracle-performing God, if he had not been on Israel's side, there would have been no salvation from Egypt's slavery, no provision in the desert, no deliverance from their enemies, no help for Israel at all. And don't you understand the same for us? What a hopeless and helpless people we would be if the Lord had not been on our side. Can we pause just for a moment and can you very personally personalize that? If the Lord had not been on your side, are you perfect? Have you always and only been perfect? Lived and living a sinless life without fault and or failure? No? Pastor, of course not. Then you understand, right? If the Lord had not been on your side, no Calvary, no shed blood by which your sins are washed away, no salvation, no reconciliation, no restoration, no propitiation. That's a wrath word. Jesus, the atonement for our sin, the propitiation then, the satisfying then of God's wrath against us in our sin. If the Lord had not been on our side, rather than the recipients now of his blessing and his favor, we would be the objects of his wrath, his judgment, his punishment. If the Lord had not been on our side, no putting on Jesus your sin and putting on you his righteousness. So on you and in you, only sin then. If the Lord had not been on your side for eternity, you would receive the wages of your sin. That's death. That's hell. If the Lord had not been on your side, no help. Hasn't he helped you? This is what they say of life. You're either in trouble, in a difficult situation now, or you're just coming out of the trouble, or you're just about ready to enter in to trouble. Life is made up of trouble, one way or the other. That's what they say. That's what we know to be true. But do you understand? There's another perspective. The Lord is on your side. So here it is. Forget the trouble. Consider his help. You're either receiving his help now, or you've just received his help, or you're about to receive his help. It really is true. Your life, ultimately, just one story after another of God helping you, saving you, delivering you, rescuing you. Do you understand then? Oh, but what if the Lord had not been on your side? No help, no healing, no freedom, no victory, no peace, no joy, no hope. In the words of the song, if it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me where would this ship be? If it wasn't for the lighthouse, my ship would be no more. In the end, simply put, David's confession is really our own. If the Lord had not been on our side. If the Lord had not been on our side when men attacked us, when their anger flared against us, they would have swallowed us alive. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. I like the way that one puts it in commenting on this psalm. He says, here are two ifs, and yet there is no if in the matter. The Lord is on our side. David declares the same. If the Lord hadn't been on our side, but the Lord was on our side. Praise be to him who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We've escaped like a bird out of the fowler's snare. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. This hymn writer says it this way. Did we in our own strength confide? Our striving would be losing. We're not the right man on our side. The man of God's own choosing. You ask who that may be. Oh, Christ Jesus, it is he. Lord Sabaoth, his name from age to age the same, and he must win the battle. It's surely a good exercise for us, but in the end, only a hypothetical one. If the Lord had not been on our side, for sure, that's despair beyond description. That's us helpless and hopeless. But our hope-filled declaration this morning, there is no if in the matter. If he had not been, but he has been. He is and he always will be my brother, my sister. You have to hear me this morning. The Lord, the right man, the man of God's own choosing, he who is age to age the same, he who must win the battle, he, the Lord, is on your side. Because he is. In Psalm 118, we read this, with the Lord on my side, I do not fear. What can mortals do to me? The Lord is on my side to help me. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. Listen, the Lord is on your side. So live like he is. No fear. Always and only anticipating and expecting. He will help you. He will lead you in triumphal procession. In Psalm 60 and verse 12, with God on our side, we will do mighty things. We will gain the victory, for he will trample down our enemies. In Romans 8 and verse 28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he glorified. What can we ever say to such wonderful things as these? If God is on our side, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son for us, but gave him up for us all, won't he also surely give us everything else? Listen, why so worried? Why so concerned about this life and the needs of it. If he gave you exactly what you needed when you were against him, living in sin and rebellion against him, you were his enemy. But when you were, he gave you his son. Now you're his son. Now you're his daughter. Won't he treat you even better? Won't he give you, surely give you everything else? Listen, doesn't he take care of the birds of the air, the flowers of the field? Won't he take care of you? You know how to take care of your children. You pride yourself in taking such good care of them. Won't your Father in heaven, who is not wicked like you are, won't he take good care of us? Won't he take good care of you? Won't he always and only give the good gifts to us? In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, therefore we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, inwardly we are being renewed day by day. There might be some outward wasting away for you, but I believe it. The Lord comes to you today and reminds you, oh, but he's on your side. If you'll hear that, if you'll hear him as he speaks that this morning into your heart, you'll be changed by it. You'll live now renewed in him, revived in your spirit, and encouraged in your heart. In Isaiah 66 and verse 13, this from the Message, as a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. When you see this, your heart will burst with joy. You'll feel 10 feet tall as it becomes apparent that God is on your side. No matter how you came into this place this morning, no matter even that circumstances haven't yet changed for you, I believe it. I believe that it would be the Lord's will for you that you leave here and that you live out there feeling 10 feet tall, knowing this, assured and confident of this in your life, in every area of your life, apparent this: God is on your side. According to Hebrews, we have a great high priest who's able to sympathize with our weakness. The one who's on your side. He gets it. He understands. And he, the one who's on your side, he gives you his grace. And he gives you his mercy to help you in your time of need. The Lord wants you living in the reality of that. The Lord wants all people all around you seeing the work, the hand, the blessing of the one who is by your side. In Isaiah 25, but God says, I'm the one who's on your side, defending your cause, rescuing your children. All mankind will know that I, the Lord, am your Savior, your Redeemer, the mighty one of Jacob. My brother, my sister, listen to me this morning. The Lord is on your side. No if in the matter. He is. Now, live like he is. Be changed because he is. Let others see by the testimony of your life that he is. In Acts 23 and verse 11, Paul has once more been arrested, nearly torn in two before rescued by prison guards. But the following night, the Lord stood at Paul's side and said, Paul, be encouraged, be brave, be of good cheer. My brother, my sister, the Lord today stands at your side. So today, be encouraged. Be strengthened. Be brave. Be of good cheer. You are not alone. You are not on your own. You don't just have someone on your side. You have Him. He, the Lord, is on your side. Father, I don't know the needs represented in this room. Maybe I would know some. I certainly wouldn't know all. I couldn't possibly know exactly what that need, what that trouble, what that difficulty, what that situation, that trying circumstance, that testing of the faith. I can't even begin to understand what that's done and doing in the heart of my brother, my sister. I couldn't possibly know that. Lord, you know my heart. I believe it sincerely. But that today you have given a word to share that would be exactly what my brother needs, exactly what my sister needs for whatever they're going through and whatever it's done to their heart and to their mind. Lord, they have heard it from me again and again and again through the course of the message. I pray that in this moment they hear it from you. Spirit of the living God, would you make yourself to be known in this place this morning as you speak now into the heart of my brother, into the heart of my sister. The Lord is on your side. Heads bowed and eyes closed. I want to give just a moment this morning an opportunity for the Lord to speak that to you. I hope you're blessed, encouraged, strengthened, comforted, helped hearing it from me. But I'm telling you this morning, what you need is to hear it from Him. Do you hear Him this morning, my brother? He knows that you're going through. He knows that you're dealing with. You might not feel it. You might not understand it, but this morning He comes with this word to encourage you and to strengthen you. He's on your side. Right now. In that trouble and that difficulty, He is. My sister, do you hear Him this morning? He knows. He understands. He knows what you're going through. He knows what you're dealing with. And He meets with you this morning, fills this place with His presence and with His Spirit to speak to your heart. Hey, but I am on your side. Lord, speak to us this morning so that we might be encouraged by your word. And Lord, we thank you for that. Would you just take a moment and thank Him? Oh, the Lord's on your side. That difficulty in the home, the Lord's on your side, though. That testing of your faith, but the Lord's on your side. You've made a mess of right and righteous living this last week. Hey, but the Lord's on your side. You don't have to hide from Him. You certainly don't have to run from Him. You can run to Him, and this morning He would embrace you. With His gracious, His merciful, His cleansing love, let Him do that. He's on your side. I wish I knew what you were going through. I'd call it one by one, but he's on your side. But he's on your side. My brother, but he's on your side. Yes, you're in the middle of that, but the Lord's on your side. My sister, I understand. I get it. It's overwhelming. The wind and the waves seeming to sink you. Oh, but the Lord's on your side. Hear that today. Receive that today. Set your heart and mind on that today. There might be an enemy army behind me and a Red Sea before me, but the Lord is on my side. I might only have a sling and a few stones with a giant in front of me, but the Lord is on my side. Fiery furnace or lion's den, I'll not be afraid because the Lord is on my side. Jesus, make that to come alive inside of us this morning, I pray. And we thank you that you would. As you continue just for a moment in prayer, we're going to transition. And I just want to invite you, according to Scripture, that you just take a minute and examine yourself as we prepare to partake of the bread, the cup. Invite the Lord to forgive and to cleanse and to work on you where work is needed. Good for us in a moment like this to surrender our lives once more to Him. Lord, I'm sorry for the times I've missed the mark, but I'm here this morning to let you know my heart is for you. I live for you. I want to serve you. I want to obey you. You are my Savior, that I know for sure, but I'm making you to be my Lord. Forgive me for when I haven't, and help me that I do it more and better. Good for us to do that, scripturally right and appropriate for us to do that. Also this, we take a minute to say thank you, Jesus, for a body that was broken. Hey, the Lord is on our side. Don't you understand this morning? Calvary screams to us today. Oh, but the Lord is on our side. That bread, that represents His broken body. Don't you know His body was broken? That cup representing His shed blood. You hold in your hand the sort of tangible testimony. It really is true. The Lord is on your side. No wonder we thank Him this morning. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. It's true. Just tell Him for a minute that He is. God, you're so good. You're so good. You tell Him. You tell Him in your own words. God, you're so good. Thank you for being so good to me. Thank you for being good to me when I wasn't good at all. Thank you for showing me your goodness. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for setting me free. Thank you for victory that's mine in Jesus' name. Thank you for being so good. Thank you for being so good to me. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for your goodness shown to us. We thank you for your goodness that is this. You don't leave us. You don't abandon us. You are on our side, by our side, with us in everything. Never leave us. Never forsake us. Oh, we thank you for the goodness of the Lord that is that. We thank you. We thank you for your goodness, Jesus. We thank you for your goodness, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And Father, now we partake of the bread. We thank you for your body that was broken for us. And good and right for us to do this in this moment, Jesus, would you let healing virtue flow through this room? Would you just lift your hand if you need healing in your body? In the name of Jesus. You understand, right? This that you hold in your hand, it represents his body broken so that yours could be healed. Wavering in your faith this morning, you don't need to. That bread reminds you, his body broken so that today, come on, I believe it, you would be healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let faith arise in your heart this morning. Let's join together. We pray for Mark. We never mind doctors. We never mind some sort of cancer, fear, and intimidation. Cancer is just another giant that God brings down. Cancer is just one more sickness that has to answer to God and has to go when God says go. So we never mind what we can see physically. This morning we believe in the unseen, what we can't see, Jesus, who would be by Mark's side right now. So, Lord, in his room, we ask that you simply do this. Would you reach out your hand and touch him? In fact, Lord, we're reminded, Scripture reminds us, you don't even have to do that. You just have to speak the word. Would you speak the word? Thank you for your healing that is ours. Thank you for your healing. In Jesus' name, let's partake of the bread together. And Lord, we thank you for your blood that was shed. Forgiveness that's ours. Would you take a minute and would you thank him? There's a new name written down in glory, and it's yours. That's not because of you. That's not because of anything you did. That's because of Jesus and his blood shed for you. Do you understand? You have reason to thank him this morning. Come on now. You know it's true. There's a mansion being built for you in heaven. Not because of anything you did, not because of who you are, but because of Jesus and his blood shed for you. We thank you. Jesus, we thank you that though our sins be as scarlet, you wash us and make us white as snow. We're so sorry for our sin. And we are so glad for your grace. We thank you this morning. Let's take the cup together. I pray for you this morning that you not forget what you heard here today. The Lord, he's with you. He's for you. He loves you. He's on your side. And I pray the Lord's blessing over you. Would you stand to receive that this morning? Would you extend your hands to receive his blessing on the authority of God's word, under shepherd of the great shepherd and high priest of this assembly? I declare his blessing over you. Here it is. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be good and gracious to you. The Lord turn to you and give to you his peace. And in everything remind you that he's on your side. In Jesus' name, receive that. Would you say amen?
Amen.
Amen and amen. God bless you.